第三部分，言谈理解，每题均有三个选项，请依据所听到的对话或短文内容，选出一个最适合的答案。
1. Oh my, why is it so hot in our office?
That's because the air con is not working. Why don't you take off your jacket?
Actually, the shirt under my jacket is dirty from lunch today.
I remember, you brought a new shirt in your bag, right? Why don't you go to the restroom and change into it? You'll feel more comfortable.
Oh yes, I forgot that. Thanks, I'll change into it now.
Question, what is the man going to do now?
Oh my, why is it so hot in our office?
That's because the air con is not working. Why don't you take off your jacket?
Actually, the shirt under my jacket is dirty from lunch today.
I remember, you brought a new shirt in your bag, right? Why don't you go to the restroom and change into it? You'll feel more comfortable.
Oh yes, I forgot that. Thanks, I'll change into it now.
Question, what is the man going to do now?
2.
Victor, what are you doing here in a clothes shop?
I want to buy a dress for my wife, Susie. Hey, you're her best friend. What do you think about these two dresses?
Well, the black one is lighter, and it's fashionable. However, Susie likes bright colors. I think you should buy the yellow one.
I agree. Black isn't her style.
Remember, Susie wears a small, not a medium or a large.
Got it.
Question, what is right about the man's gift for his wife? Victor, what are you doing here in a clothes shop?
I want to buy a dress for my wife, Susie. Hey, you're her best friend. What do you think about these two dresses?
Well, the black one is lighter, and it's fashionable. However, Susie likes bright colors. I think you should buy the yellow one.
I agree.Black isn't her style.
Remember, Susie wears a small, not a medium or a large.
Got it.
Question, what is right about the man's gift for his wife?
Three.
We need one more person to join us for the report.
How about Jerry? He always gets good grades.
No, Jerry may be the smartest student in our class,But he's too proud. He can't work with others.
Then how about Olivia? She's nice to others.
Oh, come on. You want to team up with her just because she's the most beautiful girl in our class.
Fine. Let's just ask Tammy. Her home is the closest to our school.
Right. It will be easy to have a meeting with her.
Question.Why did the man and the woman decide to team up with Tammy?
We need one more person to join us for the report.
How about Jerry? He always gets good grades.
No, Jerry may be the smartest student in our class, but he's too proud. He can't work with others.
Then how about Olivia?She's nice to others.
Oh, come on. You want to team up with her just because she's the most beautiful girl in our class.
Fine. Let's just ask Tammy. Her home is the closest to our school.
Right. It will be easy to have a meeting with her.
Question. Why did the man and the woman decide to team up with Tammy?4. Oh no! There aren't any concert tickets now.
Did you check another online ticket shop?
Yes, but the ticket price is much higher there. I don't want to spend that much on it.
I see. Maybe we can just watch the concert on the internet.
Great idea! We can also call some friends to watch it with us. It will be more fun.
Question. What did the man and the woman decide to do?
Oh no! There aren't any concert tickets now.
Did you check another online ticket shop?
Yes, but the ticket price is much higher there. I don't want to spend that much on it.
I see. Maybe we can just watch the concert on the internet.
Great idea. We can also call some friends to watch it with us. It will be more fun.
Question. What did the man and the woman decide to do?
Five.
Look at the playground over there. It used to be a pond. However, people kept throwing trash into the pond, so the water became very dirty. The water in the pond dried out, and there were sick fish and sick animals there. No one tried to fix the problem. What's worse, a man bought it and turned it into a playground to make money. Some people believe this might lead to serious problems in the future.
Question. What do we know about the pond?
Look at the playground over there. It used to be a pond. However, people kept throwing trash into the pond, so the water became very dirty. The water in the pond dried out, and there were sick fish and sick animals there. No one tried to fix the problem. What's worse, a man bought it and turned it into a playground to make money. Some people believe this might lead to serious problems in the future.
Question. What do we know about the pond?
Six.
Look, there are so many people waiting in front of the restaurant, Mama's Kitchen.
They're here for its beef noodles.
Why? The most famous dish in Mama's Kitchen is fish rice, not beef noodles.
It's because a bowl of beef noodles costs only $10 in Mama's Kitchen this week. It used to be $100.
Wow, it's so much cheaper.
Question, what do we know about the beef noodles in Mama's Kitchen?
Look, there are so many people waiting in front of the restaurant, Mama's Kitchen.
They're here for its beef noodles.
Why? The most famous dish in Mama's Kitchen is fish rice, not beef noodles.
It's because a bowl of beef noodles costs only $10 in Mama's Kitchen this week. It used to be $100.
Wow, it's so much cheaper.
Question, what do we know about the beef noodles in Mama's Kitchen? Seven.
Hey, Vicky. Look, I found something on my old computer.
Is that you and Mom? You were very young in this picture.
That's right. We took this picture 25 years ago.
Were you still students at that time?
Yes. We were classmates then, and we used to go to the library together to prepare for tests after class. Your mom was the smartest student and got the best grades in our class.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Question. What do we know about Vicky's mom? Hey, Vicky, look. I found something on my old computer.
Is that you and Mom? You were very young in this picture.
That's right. We took this picture 25 years ago.
Were you still students at that time?
Yes. We were classmates then. And we used to go to the library together to prepare for tests after class. Your mom was the smartest student and got the best grades in our class.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Question. What do we know about Vicky's mom?
Eight. Excuse me, how much is this blue refrigerator?
It's $10,000.
Wasn't it $5,000 last week?
Yes, but it isn't on sale anymore. Our lamps are on sale this week.
But I don't need a lamp.
How about a computer? The computers are on sale too. This one only costs $7,000, and it's light and smart.
I don't need a computer either. I guess I'll go to a different store.
Question. What is right about the blue refrigerator?
Excuse me, How much is this blue refrigerator?
It's $10,000.
Wasn't it $5,000 last week?
Yes, but it isn't on sale anymore. Our lamps are on sale this week.
But I don't need a lamp.
How about a computer? The computers are on sale too. This one only costs $7,000, and it's light and smart.
I don't need a computer either. I guess I'll go to a different store.
Question. What is right about the blue refrigerator?
Nine. Your t-shirt is so cool. It's great on you. Where did you buy it?
I bought it from a green clothes store.
A green clothes store? What does that mean?
Oh, they recycle all kinds of old clothes into something new and fashionable, just like my t-shirt. The owner always has many new ideas and gives those old items a fresh style. Their customers really love them.
Cool! So, can I also buy jeans, shorts, or dresses there?
Of course. There are many different kinds. You can even get a cap or a tie there.
Question. Which is not true about the clothes store? Your t-shirt is so cool. It's great on you. Where did you buy it?
I bought it from a green clothes store.
A green clothes store? What does that mean?
Oh, they recycle all kinds of old clothes into something new and fashionable, just like my t-shirt. The owner always has many new ideas and gives those old items a fresh style. Their customers really love them.
Cool! So, can I also buy jeans, shorts, or dresses there?
Of course. There are many different kinds. You can even get a cap or a tie there.
Question. Which is not true about the clothes store? Ten.
Lewis is a 26-year-old reporter. He works in Vancouver, and he has a house there. However, he's not from Vancouver. He used to live in Yukon with his parents. In Yukon, the air is cleaner and it's quieter at night. Lewis really misses his life there. However, he enjoys the city life in Vancouver, too. It's more convenient than Yukon, and it's also warmer here.
Question. What do we know about Yukon?
Lewis is a 26-year-old reporter. He works in Vancouver, and he has a house there. However, he's not from Vancouver. He used to live in Yukon with his parents. In Yukon, the air is cleaner, and it's quieter at night. Lewis really misses his life there. However, he enjoys the city life in Vancouver, too. It's more convenient than Yukon, and it's also warmer here.
Question. What do we know about Yukon?